This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you the outro. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 54, coming at you live and direct with Today Was a Good Day. So many of the longtime listeners will know I'm a huge hip-hop fan, definitely love the gangster rap era, the G-Funk era, the West Coast flavor, and I thought that episode 54 would be perfect to highlight Ice Cube. It Was a Good Day, a.k.a. Today Was a Good Day, what it's primarily known as, and the entire Predator album, which is one of my favorite Ice Cube albums to date. So you're probably thinking, man, why episode 54? What's the tie-in? So Ice Cube released the Predator album back on November 17th, 1992. It had three singles, and the second single was It Was a Good Day. Also referred to, you're going to hear me say this throughout this episode, Today Was a Good Day. Now, Today Was a Good Day, the video actually launched on February 23rd, 1993. Yes, 25 years ago today, for those that are listening day one on Friday. So I've had this concept of doing an episode surrounding Ice Cube's Today Was a Good Day, and I thought, wow, let's do it on the 25th anniversary, similar to what we did a few months back with The Chronic, Dr. Dre, that classic album. So I'm going to bring you guys through some facts, many of these things you may know, other things you may be like, wow, I had no idea. I love, you know, going through things and talking about things that I really, really like. This album, primarily this track, and then the video is classic. There's no doubt about it. If you go on Spotify and you look up Ice Cube, I think it's his number one streamed track, which would make sense because, you know, many of us know Ice Cube for that song, and it's pretty awesome. After 25 years, a little over 25 years, we're still bumping it. It's still a classic video. Whether you've got a mini truck, or you've got a drop top, or you've got an Impala, or me, I got a Lincoln that I'll be cruising hopefully soon, you could put this track on and literally ride out, and it's still the jam, you know what I mean? So I want to start off with Today Was a Good Day as the homie, The Game, one of my favorite rappers. Like he said,
today was a good day, had the hood bustin', Ice Cube my favorite rapper, y'all niggas can't tell me nothing.
Yep, and that was right on Game's Pain track, really laid back West Coast track, and that's definitely the truth. I still remember hearing this song for the very first time back in the early 90s. Now, as I mentioned, it was the second single on the Predator Ice Cube album. And really, Ice Cube, he kind of visioned everything, a day where everything went good in the hood, if that makes sense. It was recorded in 92, and from my research, which you'll hear a lot of it, you know, in this episode, the video was released on 223. So again, that's the tie-in here. Now, this was a quote from Ice Cube where he says, the inspiration was my life at the time. I was on top of the rap game. It was the summer of 92. He was in a hotel room, really in a state of euphoria. He had all the money he had dreamed of. He was in a good frame of mind, and he remembered thinking, okay, there's been the riots, obviously the LA riots. People know I will deal with that, which he did heavily on the album. That's a given, what Ice Cube said. But I rap all this gangster stuff. What about the days, the good days that I had? And I remember reading something where there were, you know, some of his homies, and there were just different people that were saying, man, Ice Cube, you know, you came off the NWA piece, you know, you left, you had these two classic albums, kind of 2.5, you had Kill It Will, which was like that EP that he dropped. Then he had America's Most Wanted. Then he hit us with Death Certificate, which is arguably his baddest album, you know, the best album. And then he hits us with The Predator. So they were kind of like, okay, man, you're Mr. Gangster. Obviously, he was going to go on to play Doughboy and Boys in the Hood. It was like, man, can he really pull off a track like this where he's talking about, you know, just hanging out, triple-double, you know, rolling it with the top down, police just passed him. But obviously, Cube has been a visionary his entire life. He had the foresight to make this track, drop an awesome, awesome video, and MTV at the time was the place to be. And the video played over and over and over again. And people like me from the suburban areas of the United States and around the world, we hooked onto this track. Now, Ice Cube initially went into the studio with a sample of the Isley Brothers' Footsteps in the Dark. And then DJ Pooh enhanced the production with bass and vocals. The song has been re-released multiple times, of course, including on Cube's greatest hit album, obviously. A remixed version sampling Let's Do It Again by the Staple Singers appeared on the bootlegs and B-sides. I'm probably going to do the outro track for this episode. I'll throw that one on there. So Bootlegs and B-sides was released years and years ago, and that was like a lot of the LP B-sides and some different remixes. That was kind of a big thing to do back in the day. It was like, hey, like collect all these different versions of tracks and things like that. Especially when maxi singles were huge. For anyone that remembers those, we'd go to Specs or Blockbuster Music and whatnot, and you could buy that single, and that single would have a couple extra tracks maybe that weren't on the album or the instrumental or the clean version, you know, that type of thing. Now, a lot of these facts, some things I had read over the years, definitely in magazines. A lot of it's from, you know, Wikipedia. And for those that have been with us since day one, you will recall I've talked about the Genius app. You can download it on Android or iOS or go to genius.com. And when you do so, that's the application that allows you to look up song lyrics and then you can annotate different things. So, you know, if you listen to your favorite artist and you're like, oh, this is what, you know, he's talking about, you can go and highlight the track once you get enough points and kind of, I think they call it IQ. Once you, like, earn a status on there, then you can annotate different things. So, like, for instance, It Was a Good Day, that track is, you know, one of the top tracks and obviously a lot of views on that one song. So it's locked. You have to have 600 IQ on Genius to be able to annotate anything that's not already annotated. So I could highlight something and I could do a suggestion, but even me, I don't have enough points on there yet, or IQ, sounds a little crazy, to be able to highlight and you know, annotate that track. Now, what surprises me is on Genius, that track by Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day, there's a lot that still needs to be annotated. So it's kind of crazy, but the newer stuff, like the Drake and all that stuff, gets annotated like the day it's out. So anyways, check out Genius app. Now, the track was produced by Cube's longtime homie, DJ Pooh. Now, he's been behind many classics. You can actually follow DJ Pooh on Instagram. It's just DJ P-O-O-H. You know, from the beginning of the track, which you heard on the intro, just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. The whole thing flows, and many of you know the lyrics from In and Out. A couple years ago, I posted something on Facebook, and I was like, just waking up in the morning, got to thank God. And then, boom, the next person comes in there, and next lyric, boom, boom, boom. And we just, you can almost go through the whole song because it's just that classic. So, you know, it starts off, Cube's waking up, and, you know, Mama fixed the breakfast with no hog. He jumps in the 6-foot, he cruises around. He does many things that day. He plays basketball. He hooks up with the homie Too Short. They play some dominoes. He gets a beat from Kim, obviously. He hooks up with her a little bit later. He sees the lights on the Goodyear blimp. We all know what that means. So we'll talk more about that. And then, you know, he gets home. and it was just a damn good day. Now, when Cube gets home, you may remember in the extended version of the video, all the police start to kind of raid into his house, and there's helicopters, and you know, all the police cars pull up in typical like Hollywood fashion. Well, this is where the video then rolls into Check Yourself. You know, and that was the next video where, you know, Cube's in jail or whatever. So very, very epic video. Now, why is it regarded as a classic track? Well, the one song is simply, it's just basically epic. The second is the video is really top-notch. It was directed by F. Gary Gray. So if you think NWA movie, he directed that. Longtime associate, friend, if you will, of a lot of those guys, including Ice Cube. Now, the video paints a very vivid imagery, if you will, of the classic track. The video ends, as I mentioned, with the police swarming Cube's house, which is a tie-in to the Daz FX laced, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Now, this you may not know, a few years ago, there were some people, and it's kind of funny, they actually were like, well, damn. So Ice Cube talks about there was no smog, the Lakers beat the Supersonics, there were all these like little innuendo, these little facts, right, in the track. Well, they went and did this extensive search to figure out what was the exact day that Ice Cube was talking about. Now, you're listening to this podcast, and you're going, dude, it's just a song, you know, it's just what came to mind. And yeah, that's 100% true. But this article on Deadspin kind of summarized it. I was trying to find the original article, but this one's from January 31st, 2012, again on Deadspin's website, when a blogger attempted to identify the exact date rapped about in Ice Cube's It Was a Good Day, using only clues from the song. We were impressed, but a few things didn't add up about the January 20th, 1992 date. Was the Goodyear blimp grounded that day? Did it rain in South Central? Most importantly, Mike B takes issue with Merck Avenue's assertion that beepers weren't commercially available until the 90s. But don't forget, in 88-89, Cube didn't have a beeper because they weren't available to the early 90s is what some people say. However, the article goes on to say, don't forget, in August of 88, NWA puts out Straight Outta Compton, on which Cube raps, effing with me because I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a what? Pager. So Ice Cube had himself a beeper way before some of the other dates that were kind of thrown around. So, you know, some of these dates that were thrown around were like January 18th, 1991. And they said no, because Kim, who is his wife, longtime wife, they've been together that long, Kim, who he mentions in the song, remember, she's 8 months pregnant with her first child. She was not paging him for weed, booze, sex that night, of course. January 20th, 92, no, by this date, Cube has moved out of his mom's house, something in late 91, and is living with Kim. So obviously, mom can't cook the breakfast with no hog. But all those personal details come from VH1's Behind the Music Ice Cube special, and their timeline is undeniable. The case between deciding November 30th, 88, and April 4th, 89, it's really a little murkier, but it comes down to the fact that on November 30th, 88, Straight Outta Compton was just starting to move a little bit, where Ice Cube might have known he could be a star in the future, and then he kind of obviously, you know, made the, or, you know, wrote the lyrics. But at the end of the day, if you Google the topic, Ice Cube came out in an interview and he said, look, man, it's all a coincidence. You know, sure, the Lakers beat the Supersonics and there was no smog and mama cooked the breakfast with no hog, but it wasn't any particular day. So I thought it was pretty cool. You'll see the artwork for this episode. We're going to tie in, I don't know who the original artist was, but we're going to tie in a really cool drawing that someone did that shows Ice Cube, and it shows the blimp in the back. The license plate is 7-11, from when, you know, he was playing Bones and that type of thing. So, you know, really cool stuff. I really like how over the course of time, this track has really stood the course of time, but there's so much allure to it. And for someone to go and try to, you know, figure out what the actual date is, you know, and some people say it was November 30th, 88. I think originally, you know, I know I went through some of that, but originally they were trying to say it's January 20th, 92. But again, that's just all good fun right there. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor. Make sure you check out Hammered Weekend Wear. It's hammeredapparel.com. That's H-A-M-M-E-R-D apparel.com. Also, check them out on Instagram and tap the link in their bio. They support OLP. Let's support Hammered Weekend Wear. Back to the episode. Now, one of my favorite parts of the video itself is when Cube's rolling around in his lowrider. I mean, it's a classic car. It's a classic West Coast flavor. And at the time, in 92, going into 93, it was even right before like Death Row was really blowing up. You had Snoop coming out on the Deep Cover soundtrack. Of course, the West Coast was already blowing up, you know, with, you know, post NWA, with Ice Cube's success. But it really just captured an awesome time. And for anyone that didn't live in California, you kind of felt like you were there. You're like, oh, snap, you know, homie's hanging out, playing some dominoes, chilling. He stopped by Two Short's house, checking some Yo MTV raps. I mean, just a very, very vivid picture. He even goes to the cemetery, and it had the very kind of famous imagery of those big tombstones and things like that. And I think one of the gifs that people use a lot is, I think it's Ice Cube, and he's like bobbing his head when he's in the cemetery. So again, unbelievable imagery. And that's a lot to do with F. Gary Gray, who is an awesome, awesome director. Now, F. Gary Gray, just one quick fact about him that I have here in my notes is that he directed tons and tons and tons of hip-hop videos. But one of those was TLC's Waterfalls video, which was a, you know, it's kind of a famous video. It played a lot on MTV. But did you know, in that video, Shaheem, which was a Wu-Tang affiliate, he was featured in that video. He was the young kind of thug kid, if you will. So a little bit of fact there for you. But F. Gary Gray, man, he's definitely the man. He's had a lots of success in his career. And going back to this video, whether it was filmed in, I'm guessing, like late 92, early 93, I mean, it's classic. 25 years, I could still watch it every day. Now, what I'm going to do is, because we're on the topic of It Was a Good Day, I'm going to go through the Predator album track by track with a little bit of info, and then we'll kind of wrap this episode up. This is the fourth episode in a row that we've dropped, so four for four on Fridays, and this one ties in perfectly to 223.93. Now, I definitely want to give a huge shout-out to Grindr TV. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Also, the Low Life Show. Mikey has been releasing some real good content. So just to be clear, Low Life Show is on YouTube as well. So make sure you support both Grindr TV and Low Life Mikey via the Low Life Show. So as I mentioned, Predator was released on 11/17/92. The album starts with the exchange from the famous movie, many of you have seen it, American Me, for the first day of school, the intro. Next, they go into When Will They Shoot? It's a slamming opening track containing skillfully mixed collection of samples. There's many on here like Queen's We Will Rock You, Delegation's Oh Honey, Slick Rick's Take Her Like a Prostitute, Bob James, Take Me to Mardi Gras, Cube's own No Vaseline, and then X-Clan's Grand Verbalizer, What Time Is It? So just to kind of take you back, I mean, When Will They Shoot? I mean, it's got all kinds of different, you know, puzzling and plastering together to make that slam and opening track. Now, like several songs on the album, it makes reference to the LA riots, which had just taken place earlier that year. And in interviews, obviously, that I've read with Ice Cube, that was a big influence for this album, and you'll see that throughout the entire album. I'm Scared, that's the insert, So like the little inserts were kind of like really big back in the 90s, like the intros and inserts and things like that. But this one starts off an audience member from the Phil Donahue show speaking to Minister Louis Farrakhan. So not much there to talk about. Now, Wicked, which was the first single, this is one of my favorite tracks on the album. It's one of my favorite all-time tracks from Ice Cube. It's got Don Jaguar on it, and he kind of has that Jamaican, Rastafarian, that real, you know, that real fast flow for the hook on this one. He was one of Ice Cube's artists, from what I recall. He released an album in 94 titled Faded, but it was kind of short-lived. There's really not much else out there on Don Jaguar. Now, this one starts off with Don saying, now this one dedicated to the man called MacGyver, Bo. And he gets a little bit crazy. It was so funny that MacGyver actually, that name from the famous TV show, that was in an Ice Cube song. That part's not annotated, but I always thought that was funny that MacGyver's name made it into an Ice Cube track. Verse 3, he gets into the LA riots. Just a very, very badass track. I like one of this is just coming to mind, where he says he's got a plan to break Tyson out of prison. And just, I mean, all kinds of different vivid imagery throughout that track. Now I gotta wetcha. So you got two verses about Cube imposing stature, and in between them, a verse angrily reacting to the Rodney King trial. The Predator, I love this one, starts off, there's no stopping what can't be stopped, no killing what can't be killed. And that's taken from the Predator 2 movie. So next, you got It Was a Good Day, hence the title of this episode. So, I mean, how much more can we really talk about the track? One thing you'll find, and this is one item that I did want to bring up and tie in, a real cool article back from 2014. The piece about Ice Cube, he saw the Goodyear blimp, and of course it wrote, Ice Cube's a pimp. There was a really cool thing that had happened, like I said, a few years ago, where some guys had reached out, and they were doing an online fundraiser called Good Day Blimp. And they were four guys that were trying to quickly raise $25,000 for charity. And they more or less kind of did a guilt trip with the Goodyear company into flying the blimp high in the air and spelling out lights, Ice Cube's a pimp. I mean, that was their goal, believe it or not. So long story short, they had somehow gotten in contact with Ice Cube. And Ice Cube said, simply dope. That was pretty cool. And that was in an interview whenever he was filming the movie Ride Along. He mentioned that it was pretty cool that they were going to do that. So they basically kind of arranged this thing. They raised the money. And sure enough, Ice Cube, you know, says, yeah, let's do it, man. You know, he flies out to where they're at and they do it. Now, because of, you know, keeping things clean, they didn't obviously put Ice Cube's a pimp on it. They put It's a Good Day. But in the end, you know, Ice Cube, he flew out to Los Angeles early in the morning from the East Coast to meet with the kids, check out the blimp, and help Good Day Blimp guys present a large novelty-sized check to the charity. Cube was even quoted saying, I never thought in a million years it would happen. Rap is a mixture of fantasy and reality, and it seemed like a fantasy has been met reality today, is what Ice Cube was quoted saying. So it's pretty cool. You'll see for this episode, I'll share a couple photos. It was an awesome photo op. You got Ice Cube standing in front of the Goodyear blimp. I actually have that same LA Dodgers hat that he has on. And I don't know, man. I mean, it's pretty cool. It was almost, you know, 20-some-odd years later, and these guys say, dude, let's do it. They raise money. It's for a good cause. It's for a classic track. Ice Cube, the West Coast vet. And sure enough, boom, the rest is history. So a pretty cool article if you had not ever heard of that. But back to the album. So next track, we had to tear this motherfucker up. The track begins with the quotation that was said by Benjamin Ben West when he was a mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, and he was confronted with one of the first sit-ins as a segregated lunch counter in Nashville in 61. And it starts off, peace, quiet, and good order will be maintained in our city. to the best of our ability, riots, melees, and disturbances of the peace are against the interest of all people and therefore cannot be permitted. This leads into the Tom Brokaw famous lines, not guilty, not guilty, from the acquittal of the four LAPD officers. And then the hook samples the intro from Death Certificate. Wrong, you know what to fuck with. So, really classic track when you go back and listen to it. I always like this track. I like how it started off with using the quote from the 60s about peace, quiet, and good order. But real solid track on the album. Next, you had the Fuck 'Em. It was another insert, and that was an interview with Ice Cube and a female reporter. Next, you have Dirty Mac. That's laced with sexually explicit lyrics. He also takes aim at Timothy White, which was Billboard's editor, and that was for a negative review that he wrote about Death Certificate. So Ice Cube was the man back in the day. We also saw this from Be Real from Cypress Hill later on, where they would take aim at editors when they would give them bullshit-ass reviews. In their opinion, they thought they were pretty bullshit. And that one, you know, he talks about F Billboard and the editor. Here comes the Predator. And you hear that throughout. I think that was on the Predator track we talked about. I don't know why this lyrics just came to mind, but you get it. Billboard, Timothy White, boom. He hated him for that. Don't Trust Them. Another track about, well, not trusting no hoes. You know what I mean? Gangster Fairy Tale 2. Now, this was a follow-up to Gangster's Fairy Tale on America's Most Wanted. That's with Little Russ. The entire track is a play on words with a lot of different nursery rhyme names. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You had the famous track with Daz FX. I grew up in the era when Daz FX, he had that famous song, They Want FX. They Want Daz FX. And I still remember going to Walmart and buying that tape cassette. It wasn't even an explicit album. And, you know, Daz FX, I think he still has a huge cult following in the underground hip-hop world. But Check Yourself is a classic track. Cube proclaims that he's the guy who stole your Alpine. Verse 2, Cube claims, I hate motherfuckers claiming that they fold in bank, but steady talking shit in the holding bank. So, you know, when he's in jail and, you know, he's in that holding tank, he's talking about he hates people that are just, you know, talking about they're the man, they're the shit on the streets when they're really not. Verse 3 has Cube dropping hints at STDs. So a classic track. I think the other thing that reinforces, you know, why this track is so awesome is because, again, another vivid video that was classic. Next, you got Who Got the Camera? Question mark. This song, if you think about it, 20, 25 years later, you are still having, you know, we still see this kind of thing, not to get all into it, but you still see where the cell phone cameras are capturing all kinds of situations. And that's what this song kind of talks about. Ice Cube reenacts a motorist being harassed and assaulted by the LAPD and asks for somebody to record it so the police can be brought to justice. So, of course, back in 93, cell phones weren't around, and it was more rare for people to actually have something to record. Although, Rodney King, that was someone, if I remember correctly, it was just the guy that had one of those big video cameras on his shoulder, and he just happened to be there, and he's like, oh. And I think he was inside his house, and he saw what was going on, and he started taping. But that was pretty rare back then. Now, Q picks up a gal in this one and proclaims that he has a deuce, or that she has the six deuce leaning because she's so big. As mentioned on Genius, Sir Jinx has been down with Cube since the early 80s when both were in CIA. Cube gets pulled over and slammed on the car. Of course, he has no driver's license or no registration. Too bad there weren't as many cameras back then that we have now. But you can kind of see how he paints the imagery in this one. In this track, Cube tells us he has a coupe, so he ain't rolling no photo. He definitely says coupe a couple times, I think, in this album. Verse 3 gets really bad with Cube claiming that he was going to, what he was going to do, also claiming the officer's name was that of David Duke. So, a lot of race tensions there. So Integration, this one features Malcolm X. Ice Cube converted to Islam in the early 90s, which may have been the reason he used discourse from these leaders. mainstream media portrayed them as villains due to their radical movement for Black Power, thus serving as an appropriate prelude to the track, Say Hi to the Bad Guy. We're not exaggerating when we say villains either. The X-Men comics were inspired by the Civil Rights Movement, with the good guy leader, Professor X, being modeled after MLK, and the bad guy leader, Magento, being modeled after Malcolm X, literally a supervillain. So I don't know shit about any comic books or X-Men or anything like that, but that source there was from Genius. So anybody that knows a lot about that, I guess can fact check me there. Next, you had Say Hi to the Bad Guy. So think Scarface movie here. But in this sense, Cube is a bad guy in hip-hop. Cube says he has so much game, he needs a referee. Clearly, he's a ladies' man, right? Cube once again mentions his coupe, which is sitting on thangs, a.k.a. wheels, of course. So The Predator is the third solo album, technically, from Cube, former NWA member. It debuted at number one on the U.S. Billboard 200, selling 193,000 copies the first week. Per Genius, while it was not as critically acclaimed as his other albums, it was still praised by some critics, mostly for its less angry vibe. So everybody knows that mean mug that Cube can give. You know, he definitely was bringing it on that first couple albums, and then this one had a little bit more laid-back feel. But as I kind of covered, a lot of the tracks, you know, talked about race and the riots and the Rodney King situation and all that stuff. So there you have it. Some of the tracks you know and love, many of the other tracks you probably skip without even realizing what Cube was talking about. Lots of police talk and, of course, women. You know, to me, I really love this album. It captures the early 90s and the key topics such as LA riots, which stem from the Rodney King verdict. Many sexual innuendos, so many other things. But don't forget, Cube says he has a deuce that'll bunny hop a curb. So coming off the success of two albums post his NWA career, Cube really could just simply do nothing wrong. Hence, it was a good day, y'all. So that's the majority of episode 54. Today was a good day. It's definitely fun talking about a lot of this stuff. I encourage you, if you haven't watched the video in a while, look it up on YouTube. If you don't have the Vevo app, V-E-V-O, this app is really awesome. You can sign up for a free account, and you can watch videos. You can make playlists and things like that. I like it because it's also available on Apple TV. So if I have a playlist like West Coast, I can add in It Was a Good Day video on my phone. And then, like, let's say I'm having a house party or, you know, I'm just chilling at the house and I want to put music on, but I also want videos. I can just go right into Vevo and then I can play that, that playlist. You know, I've got a West Coast playlist, New York, Houston, and I kind of put different videos into those, obviously, playlists. It's definitely good stuff. If you don't have the Predator album, you got to get it. And as I mentioned, I think I'm going to roll out at the end here to the bootlegs and B-sides version. Some of you may have never heard that version of It Was a Good Day. It's not my favorite. I wasn't a huge fan of... I loved remixes, but I didn't love the remixes where the whole song was totally different. Because you just kind of fall in love with the original version. And you're like, I don't want to mess with that version, you know? I did like a lot of remixes where they slightly changed the track or they added in another verse. That's one thing I always definitely digged. Now, on the last episode with Jason Pringle, so again, big ups to Pringle for coming on from Ken Diggit Designs. Really, really awesome down-to-earth guy. We found out a lot about Jason and what he does over there at the shop and some of his kind of side things that he does working with his dad and whatnot. Really awesome episode. I did mention some Lincoln updates. We are on the verge of episode 55, so the double nickel. Really have a guest lined up that I want to have that interview on that episode, so we'll see if we can make that happen. Many of you are on the way or have already arrived at Lone Star Throwdown. We had Big Juicy from down south. We got people from the West Coast, from Arizona. Of course, Ronnie, C10 Talk. Severed Joe with C10 Vados. Lots of different people have made this far long trek eastbound and down, as Ronnie calls it, over to LST. So hopefully on next episode, we'll have Miggity Mike, the mayor, who's actually kind of in transit right now to leave in the morning. Hopefully we'll have him on to talk about all the shenanigans from over there. We've got a few other guests that we want to bring on. We're probably going to have to do like a multi-part episode for Lone Star Throwdown. And I say that because, you know, there's some things I've hinted at that I've heard, like a famous truck is going to re-debut there. We've got our friends at Hydroholics. So if you don't follow Hydroholics on Instagram, make sure you do. We're going to actually have the homies on from there. And they're going to play a little bit of a part in that debut of the vehicle at Lone Star Throwdown. So we're looking forward to that. It's Hydroholics. They've got about almost 3,000 followers. They're a hydraulic shop, and you can hit them up at hydroholics.net at gmail.com. That's per their Instagram. So we will have them on. They have a pretty cool business that they run out there, and it was recently repurchased. I think it was about a year ago. Yeah, it's been under new ownership for a year. So you'll get a chance to hear a lot about them. You'll get a chance to hear a lot about Mike's endeavors over there. Hopefully we'll have Morgan Vieira on soon, and a whole bunch of other people that we've already got lined up. But just appreciate everyone really kind of sticking with us. We have ramped up, and we've talked a lot about, you know, not talking about stuff, just doing it. And that's what we've been doing. We're trying to put out as much content as we can. And 4 Fridays in a row is damn good for us. And we're going to continue to do it as long as you guys are listening. Now, a few other updates that I wanted to mention. On last episode, I mentioned Rendered by Thor. I posted one of the recent drawings or renderings that he did. The vehicle that I mentioned that he had posted was Dave Shulman from Acrophobia. Dave has since already had the truck, the Escalade, repainted, and it's out at LST. So he's definitely going hard in the paint. I know there's a couple of Tahoes, like the newer Tahoes, Escalades, and I even seen a Bourbon that was totally laid out, kind of a new style one. It's amazing to me that Lone Star is bringing in not only the C10 guys, not only the mini truckers, you got some Lincoln guys that are going to be there, but you also got brand new trucks that are just laid out, totally sick, driving across the country, no issues. You got Jimmy's running customs. You know, he had Big Juicy drive up from South Florida. He picked up his Dodge Ram. Now he's Topper Gang because he's got that nice topper on there. And that thing is laid out. Then, you know, you had the homie that has the brand new Ford F-250. Throw Eaton Pavements 4Runner on the back and boom, drive from east coast of Florida all the way to LST with no issues. So for anybody that talks about useless trucks and you can't bag them and drive them, and I mean, you have no idea. A lot of you guys do, but I'm just saying the general people, they have no idea that you can do that kind of shit, and it's badass. So Big Juicy and the homie, if you go on Instagram, it's Black Sheep. And if you look, just type in Black Sheep and you'll see it. That's Jeremy Smith, and his username is That Black Sheep Though. And you'll see the epic photo of the Ford F-250 recently laid out by Jimmy's. And you've got Eaton Pavement, which is Tony Rispoli's 4Runner on the back. The last couple things I'm going to mention is we've got Doing It in the Dark coming up pretty quick. And I haven't talked to Mike a lot about Doing It in the Dark. And I had a homie that reached out to me from South Florida, and he was like, man, he almost forgot that the show was coming up. And I could be off basis here, but I'll tell you this. Mike and the whole Minimand crew, they almost don't even need to promote it because it's already such a big show and they can't really bring any more people into that facility. So it's a great facility. If you're going to bring out a ride, I definitely suggest that you plan on getting there right around the time that the show opens. I know that it's going to pack in quick. I've got a few Lincoln guys who are like, man, save me spaces. We got to save space. You know, like Mike says, man, it's first come, first serve. It's not going to be easy to save anything or, to even get in the showground, I'm sure. They're going to make it pretty efficient, I know that, but I'm just telling you, I know it's going to line up pretty quick. If you want more information, just go on Facebook and type in Doin, D-O-I-N, It in the Dark. It'll pop up there in the search results. And it's March 3rd. It starts at 4 p.m., which is important. Again, I don't think Mike wants people getting there too early. I know last year they had a show that was going on during the daytime. I know that for a fact is not the case this year. And it's at Quaker Steak and Lube. That's right there in Clearwater. Officially, I think the high is going to be 72 right now is what we're calling for. And it's going to be from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. So definitely looking forward to that. Now, the next show is 2 weeks after that, and that's Orange Beach Invasion. So Orange Beach Invasion is in Orange Beach, Alabama. In the same thought process there, if you just search Orange Beach Invasion, not only do they have a page that's set up that only it has about 738 likes, look for the event, and it has about 3,500 people that are quote-unquote going or interested. It's hosted by Keg Media and, of course, Greg Miller from Custom Car Show Productions. You can go to orangebeachinvasion.com. That's also the website, and it's at the Wharf. Now, I know that I've got my room secured. It's a beautiful location. We're really looking forward to it. And I just really highly suggest that everybody, whether you're bringing something or not, make sure you come out and support Orange Beach Invasion. Do me a favor, you know, save up a few extra dollars. When you get there, support some of the vendors that are set up there. Those vendors are paying money to get in, and they're supporting the scene. We want to support them. That includes Sparkles Detail, which is the title sponsor. So really, really good people, and we want to support Tim and Tanya as always. If you go on iTunes.com or pull up iTunes on your Mac or PC, you can go to the podcast section. There's a little drop-down arrow, and it defaults to music, I think, but there's movies, TV shows. Well, click on podcasts, and when you get there, you can search Our Lifestyle, and when you hit enter, it's going to pull up, and hopefully ours will be right there on the top. You can click, it defaults to details, but if you click on related or ratings and reviews, you're going to see a lot of different five-star ratings, and we certainly appreciate, you know, everybody that continues to support us. Just a few here. And I want to say, let's see here. The last few, we've got the homie, 50 Shades of Laid, the man, the myth, the legend. These guys love the scene and everything to do with it. I would recommend this podcast to anyone. So definitely, definitely appreciate the love, homie. We got Tyler. It's P-R-O-P-S-T. And, I know, Tyler, you're listening. We appreciate it. I am the worst with names, and I know that the homie just recently corrected me, so I'm going to make sure I don't butcher it, but it's Tyler. I appreciate the support. Thank you for all the awesome episodes lately. Usually this time of year, my depression really hits low, but having the podcast to listen to and motivate me to get out of my garage has kept the monkey off my back, so means a lot, man. It really does, and thanks for listening. Another five-star, another good dude here. I started listening back in the summer, and I finally caught up on every episode this week. This is from February 19th. It's a really big inspiration. I listen a lot when I'm in the garage working on my Silverado. It constantly makes me want to do more, and I love hearing other people's stories about the scene and how they got involved in it. Keep it going. Now that's Neil Brown. Downtown Neil Brown is the username that he used. And I'll tell you what right now, as soon as I saw his name, I immediately knew who this guy was. If you look on Instagram, Neil Brown from Shuretown, and it's N-E-I-L-L Brown. Really, really good dude from Sherman, Texas. He builds furniture and he paints. He's got a really kick-ass Silverado that he's constantly working on. I love the old-school wheels, Neil. I think he's even got some BMX posts in here, if I remember correctly. But super, super awesome guy. I met him on Instagram, I want to say. And, dude, we've got a lot in common. So make sure you check him out. I mean, he's really, really going hard in the paint, literally, every day. And he's got some really, really cool photos. I love the photos when he opens the auto paint cans and you just see all the colors before. I don't know if that's before or after. No, well, I guess I do now. Before the shake, which is the hashtag. So definitely kick-ass stuff. But thanks, man, for listening. And love all of the different things that you've thrown up on Instagram with the different billet wheels and whatnot. You're definitely keeping it alive over there in Texas. So keep doing your thing, homie. And just want to say again, thanks, Brent Hudgens, 50 Shades of Laid, for the 5-star review. You know, Brent is, we're going to see him at Doing It in the Dark. We've had Brent on before. We need to get him on again. He's a really good dude. He takes some unbelievable photos. So make sure you look up Brent Hudgens, H-U-D-G-I-N-S, on Facebook. And, you know, his page will pull up. You're probably already friends with him. Also, Tyler. If you look him up on Facebook, it's Tyler. And it's V-C and then P-R-O-P-S-T. And he's with ATI Cast Products. But super, super awesome dude. And he's constantly showing us love on Facebook and Instagram. And, man, it means a lot, dude. I see in your profile photo, he's got the Seahawks shirt rocking. So, you know, he's up in Albany, Oregon. And I sometimes forget that, man, because those people on the West Coast, dude, they be rocking it early, man. And actually, I think he's one of those guys that gets up super early. So keep doing your thing, Tyler, man. We really appreciate it. So episode 55 is next, man. We are plugging away. We hope that we'll continue on this one a week. You know, we'll see. We can't say every Friday there'll be an episode because, you know, life happens, work. I'm steady working on the 64. It's taking up some time. You know, finishing this one school class I'm taking. You know, just balancing everything like all you guys are. And we're just hustling, trying to make it through another day. And I appreciate when you guys post it up and tag us and say, you know, any good words about the episodes because it takes time, man. This stuff, you know, an hour episode takes a while to type up the write-up. It takes time to come up with the concepts, take the photos, come up with the cover art. But it's fun, man. And it's no complaints. It's badass. I love doing it. And for anybody that's listening, if you're new school, old school to this podcast, thank you very much. And just keep doing your thing, guys. It's Friday. It's February 23rd. We got a little less than a week left in the month. And then we're going to be into March. Cannot wait. We got Doing It in the Dark. Then we got Orange Beach Invasion. Appreciate y'all. And I just want to say peace. We got you. On another day. Chasing the losers away. Boom.
Up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacket in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm trouble. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Static from the cowards, cause just yesterday them fools tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching UMTV rap. What's the haps on the craps? Shake em up, shake em up, shake em up, shake em. Roll them in a circle of homies and watch me break them with the 7-11. 7-11. Seven even back door, little jump. Picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Been trying to do since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the brew, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the cool nanny. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around one. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube a Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her butt off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. Two in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it red Ice Cube's up pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't.